This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل إلينا أشمل الكتاب وأرسل إلينا أفضل الرسل. نرجو الله جل وعلا أن يجعل حالنا بعد الاستماع أحسن من حالنا قبله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شيخ بجام بمنشن praise be to Allah سبحانه وتعالى who sent down the most complete and appropriate book and sent down the most best and the most virtuous of prophets and likewise sent that messenger amongst the best of the nations, this Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise we find that he sent this blessed messenger upon this blessed Ummah. And today the Shaykh wants to place his words or explain the verses that were read by the blessed Imam in today's Surah Al-Maghrib to expand upon these verses.
يقول جل وعلا إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا.
We find that the verses that the Shaykh read, the Imam read in the first unit of prayer, the end of Surah Al-Kahf, that we find the 18th chapter of the Quran, indeed in those individuals who believe and carry out righteous actions, for those individuals they will be given the reward of Al-Firdaus, will be given to those individuals, and that reward will not be taken away from those individuals.
إن حرف توكيد ونصب الذين جمع الذي والتعبير بالذي يعطي للمعبر فسحة لأنه لا بد له من صلة وإذا كان مبتدأ يحتاج خبر والتعبير بالذي يكون للاشمئزاز وللاحترام وللجهل ولعدم ذكر اسمه فله أغراض كثيرة. آمنوا تشمل 11 جملة هنا، تشمل أركان الإيمان الستة وأركان الإسلام الخمسة. وعملوا الصالحات، الفعالات الصالحات تشمل جميع ما يعمله المسلم، وهذا برهان على إعجاز القرآن وجماله وحسنه، وأننا في حاجة ماسة إلى تفهمه وإلى صحبته والعمل به. نعم.
The Sheikh began with talking about a grammatical discussion about this verse, whereby highlighting for some of us who may be familiar with the Arabic language would have understood that he's referring that inna indeed is harf tawqeed, is a word of emphasis that we find, and alladhina is the plural of alladhi. And here he began to mention about a linguistic discussion about the usage of this word, the intent of this word, what is placed for inside certain locations inside the Quran and inside the Arabic language that we find. Ayyuhal, I think that may be beyond us at the moment in time. Amanu, those individuals who believe here, it encompasses the arkan of Iman, the pillars of Iman, and likewise the pillars of Islam. Those who believe and then carry out the righteous actions. The actions that we find that we need to carry out is all the actions that a Muslim has been told or commanded to do. The person carries out those actions to the best of their ability.
فالذين آمنوا أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وبالقدر خيره وشره. وآمنوا تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت إن استطعت. لأن الإيمان والإسلام إذا اجتمعا افترقا وإذا افترقا اجتمعا. إذا جاء الإيمان بمفرده فيدخل فيه الإسلام، وإذا جاء الإسلام بمفرده يدخل فيه الإيمان، وإذا جاء مع بعض كان الإيمان إدخال المعلومة في القلب، وكان الإسلام والانقياد الظاهر، كما قال جل وعلا قالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا. نحن ديننا جميل يا أحبة، ولكننا نمثل دور المحامي الفاشل مع الأسف.
We find that the Sheikh mentioned about the concept of those individuals who believe. What is belief? Expanding upon belief, that we find the six pillars of faith that we find: to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to believe in His angels, His messengers, His books, the last day and the divine decree. And likewise we find the belief in al-Islam that we find to testify, to bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. and to testify and to bear witness that indeed that the Prophet Muhammad وسلم, is his messenger. Likewise, to establish the prayer and to give the zakah and to fast in the month of Ramadan, to perform the pilgrimage to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever has the means to do so. So we find that these two words, al-Iman wal-Islam, that when they are mentioned individually, it automatically encompasses the other one. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about al-Iman, it enters automatically the pillars of Islam. And likewise, the opposite, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just touches or mentions about al-Islam, then it encompasses the concept of Iman as well. However, when both words, when they come together, then they separate. Each one takes their own individual meaning. So if in a passage or in a hadith that we find that both words are mentioned together, then each one of them takes their own independent meaning. So al-Iman becomes the inner belief in the heart of the individual, what they hold, what their belief is within their heart. And if Islam is mentioned the same sentence, then Islam carries the apparent compliance of that individual. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned inside Surah Al-Hujurat that we find قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. The Bedouin Arabs have said that we believed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rebuked them and said that you have not believed, rather say that you've submitted. So each one of these words now will take their own individual meaning, because why have they been mentioned independently in the same verse? So our deen is a beautiful deen for us to hold fast to.
إذن وعمل الصالحات أي عمل الفعلات الصالحات وهذه الجملتان يدخل فيهما كل الدين. انظروا إلى إعجاز القرآن وجماله. آمنوا أركان الإيمان وأركان الإسلام، وعمل الصالحات يدخل فيها كل شيء، الأمر بالمعروف من الصالحات، والنهي عن المنكر من الصالحات، بر الوالدين من الصالحات، غض البصر عن الحرام من الصالحات، سك السمع عن الحرام من الصالحات، يعني مساعدة اليتيم من الصالحات، إزالة الإذاء عن الطريق من الصالحات. أرأيتم هذا الإعجاز والحسن والجمال؟ لماذا لا نصحب القرآن يا أحبتي؟ ما الذي يمنعنا من صحبة القرآن؟ ما الذي يمنعنا من تدبر القرآن؟ ما الذي يجعلنا نهجر القرآن؟ وهو كنز لا ينفد، وفيه خبر ما بعدنا، وحكم ما بيننا، ونبأ ما بعدنا. لماذا؟ كل مشاكلنا محلولة في كتاب ربنا، كل قضية نحتاجها موجودة في هذا الكتاب، فلما نهجره؟ فلما نتركه؟ لما لا نحفظه؟ لما لا نعطيه الوقت؟ لما لا نثوره؟ لذلك كل شيء موجود فيه، أسباب النصر، أسباب الهزيمة، أسباب دخول الجنة، أسباب دخول النار، أسباب الخلاف، أسباب الوفاق، كيف تكون غنيا، كيف تكون تقيا، كيف تكون محبوبا، كيف تكون محترما. ما فرطنا في الكتاب من شيء، ولذلك كل جملة في القرآن أخذ بحجز الجملة اللي بعدها. لذلك قال كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك يدبر آيات، يطلع الكنوز. لذلك قال وعملوا الصالحات، هؤلاء كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا. الذين آمنوا يعني قاموا بأركان الإيمان الستة وأركان الإيمان أركان الإسلام الخمسة، هؤلاء كانت لهم جنات الفردوس منزلا، هذا المنزل خالدين فيه لا يخرجون منه، ظل ممدود وماء مسكوب وفاكهة كثيرة لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة وفرش مرفوعة إنا أنشأناهن إنشاء، أصحاب الجنة يوم في شغل فاكهون هم وأزواجهم في ظلال على الأرائك متكئون. هذا الذي ينبغي أن يبذل فيه الوقت وأن يبذل فيه العمر، وهو الذي أن ينبغي أن يصرف فيه. أما الدنيا زائلة، قل متاع الدنيا قليل والآخرة خير لمن اتقى ولا تظلمون فتيلا. فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز، وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. من كان يريد ثواب الدنيا فعند الله ثواب الدنيا والآخرة. والله إنه لكتاب مطرب جميل فيه كل الكنوز، ولكن ينبغي أن نثوره، ينبغي أن نتدبره، ينبغي أن نعطيه الوقت يا أحبتي. نعم.
We find the Sheikh mentioned that this Quran, whereby it touches upon mention about they carry out the righteous actions, they perform these righteous actions. The whole of this deen is a performance of righteous actions. And this is the miraculous nature of the language of the Quran, that we find that righteous actions encompasses everything that a Muslim needs to carry out inside their life. Ordering the good or forbidding the evil, lowering one's gaze, preventing the ears from hearing anything which is haram or forbidden, musa'adatul yateem, aiding, helping the orphan individuals, removing an obstacle from the path that may exist. This is what is our issue, that we don't want to become companions or comrades of the Qur'an. What is preventing us from abandoning the Qur'an? What is preventing us from reading the Qur'an? What is preventing us from pondering over the Qur'an? When this Qur'an contains that which exists, will happen or exist after us, that which took place before us, all of our mashakil, all of our problems that we find have been mentioned, or the cures have been mentioned inside the Quran, all the affairs that we face inside our lives have been mentioned inside the Quran. What is the matter with us that we don't ponder over this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the matter with us that we don't want to memorize and learn this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Reasons for us to be victorious, or ways of us to be victorious, have been mentioned inside the Quran. Ways for us how to enter into paradise have been mentioned inside the Qur'an. Ways for us to prevent us from entering the hellfire have been mentioned inside the Qur'an. Ways for us to enrich ourselves have been mentioned inside the Qur'an. Ways for us to become pious individuals have been mentioned inside the Qur'an. Nothing, ma farrotna fil kitabi min shay. We have not left anything exposed except for it's been discussed inside this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun liyadabbaru ayatihi. This is a blessed book that we sent down upon you, that you may begin to ponder and reflect over this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus we find for these individuals who carry out these righteous actions and perform these righteous actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned for these individuals will be a paradise. The highest element of paradise will be al-firdaus for these individuals, nuzula, manzilan, a form of abode and residence for these individuals. Who remain inside there for eternity, khalidina fiha, for eternity remain inside there. Then the Shaykh mentioned various passages inside the Quran talking about the descriptive nature of paradise, whereby there will be fruits given to these individuals which are not out of season, which are not cut away, which are not taken away, for them reclining on couches and drinks and clothing will be given to these individuals on the shade, underneath the shade that will be these individuals. And thus we find that what is the matter with many of us individuals, that we don't want to spend our life and our time in focusing towards this Qur'an, focusing towards the Akhirah, focusing towards this reward. But many of us unfortunately fall into this dunya. قُلْ مَتَاعُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ. Indeed, the provisions of this world are very minimal, have no real value. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازُ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Whoever is rescued from the hellfire has entered into paradise, indeed that individual has become the most successful individual. And what is this world except for a great big deception? Man kana, whoever wants the thawab ad-dunya, whoever wants the reward of this dunya, will give it to that individual. And whoever wants the reward of the hereafter will be given to that individual. So this, all the treasures that we want to gain, or the treasure that exists in front of us, is this Qur'an, that we should exert our efforts to take from the treasures of the Qur'an.
ثم يقول جل وعلا فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه. الآية التي قبل هذه قل لو كان البحر، كأنه أتى بهذا برهان ودلالة على قدرة الله تعالى. وهذه عادة القرآن في الأوامر والنواهي وفي القصص، أنه يختم المقطع ببيان قدرة الله جل وعلا. لذلك أمر الله بتدبره. إذن يقول جل وعلا في هذه الآية إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. كأنه أتى بسؤال: ما الدليل على ذلك؟ الدليل على ذلك قدرة الله تعالى. لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي وجلس البشر يكتبون بهذا البحر مدادا لجف البحر ونضب وما نفدت كلمات الله، لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا. إذن هذا دلالة على قدرة الله تعالى، وأنه يكرم المتقي ويعاقب المجرم. ثم وضح ذلك بعد ذلك بالتصريح بعد أن جاء به بالتلويح. فلذلك يجب علينا أن نهتم بكتابنا، وأن نحل مشاكلنا من كتابنا، وأن نعلم أن هذا الدين معجز. الآن كم التطور، كم الرقي، كم المعارف. لا يمكن أن يقول إنسان في القرآن خطأ إلا طلع كذب، لا في النحو، لا في الصرف، لا في التاريخ، لا في الطب، لا في الهندسة، لا في الحساب، لا في أي شيء. ولذلك هذه معجزة قائمة إلى قيام الساعة، يجب أن نبلغها للناس، ويجب أن نتقي الله في الكفار، فلا نحول بينهم وبين الإسلام بأخطائنا التي تتحمل للإسلام. كثير من الناس يقرأ عن الإسلام فيجد: لا تظلم، لا تكذب، لا تسرق، لا تزني، لا ترابي، تصدق، انفق، اصلح ذات البين، افعلوا الخير لعلكم تفلحون. فيقول: ما أجمل هذا الدين وما أنجعه لحل مشاكل أهل الأرض. فإذا نظر إلى المسلمين وجد الرشوة والربا والغش والظلم. إذن يقول هذا الكافر: لو كان الدين حق لاتبعه أهله. قال تعالى: ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا.
Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that, say, indeed, if the oceans were to become ink and to write the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not perish, would not run out. And a point the Shaykh wants to emphasize here is that the general sunnah of the Quran is that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lays out certain commandments or certain prohibitions, or talks about certain stories or parables, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always end those passages or those clusters of verses talking about Qudratullah, talking about the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the might and the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here we find that for those individuals, or talking about it, that if the oceans were to become ink, then the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not run out. The ink will run out, but the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain there. So this shows that the magnitude, the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the individual, the Muslim, begins to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that gives dignity, nobility, and generosity to the pious individual. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that will punish and torture the person who is a criminal or disobedient individual. And thus it becomes incumbent upon us to pay focus, pay heed to this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pay focus to this deen which is truly miraculous. There's a miraculous element of this deen, a miraculous nature of the Qur'an that we find. There is no mistake inside the Qur'an. The world may have developed in all of its elements that we find, in all of its advancements, but the real advancement is via the Qur'an. Person cannot find any discrepancies in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it be linguistic elements, whether it be constructive or sentences that we find, looking at the construction of sentences of the Arabic language, whether it be accountability, whether it be maths, whether it be science, any science that you find in the Qur'an is complete in discussing and talking about it. Likewise, we find the miraculous nature of even addressing the non-Muslims, that for some of us that we've become a barrier for these individuals to come closer to the Qur'an. Because a non-Muslim could read about al-Islam, read about the Qur'an, how beautiful this deen is, its commandments, its prohibitions, what it tells us to do, what we should stay away from. But we find that halul muslimin, the state of the Muslims, is quite the contrary. The Quran says don't steal, don't lie, don't cheat, don't eat riba, don't eat devour usury, don't commit adultery, don't fornicate. But yet when we look at the state of some of the Muslims, that we devour, we take usury, we cheat, we take bribes. So the person is non-Muslim could make the statement that if your deen is really pure, is really beautiful, then what is preventing you from entering or performing or carrying out the actions of this deen? Then you mention a verse from the Quran, رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Don't make us to become a trial, a tribulation for those individuals who disbelieve. And I'll explain what it means, becoming a fitna for the disbelieving individuals.
ثم أمر نبيه بأن يقول للذين أرسل إليهم قل لهم يا نبي عليك الصلاة والسلام إنما أنا بشر مثلكم. إنما هذه أم الباب من صياغ الحصر. أنا بشر مثلكم مخلوق وأموت وآكل وأشرب، لكن الله فضلني بالرسالة كما قال في الآية الأخرى قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي، وكما قالت رسلهم، قالت لهم رسلهم إن نحن إلا بشر مثلكم ولكن الله يمن على من يشاء. فهو يقول قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم، قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي، أنا بشر مثلكم في الخلقية وأموت وأشرب وأكل وأنا، لكن الله فضلني بالوحي يوحى إلي. ما الذي يوحى إلي؟ أنما إلهكم إله واحد، هذا الذي قامت عليه السماوات والأرض، أنما إلهكم إله واحد. هذا أكثر كلمة في القرآن، أكثر كلمة في القرآن لا إله إلا الله، اعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا، فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله. معاذ قال له من قال لا إله إلا الله خالصا من قلبه دخل الجنة. ولذلك أول أمر في المصحف اعبدوا ربكم، وأول نهي في المصحف فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا. وبين هذين الإنشائين أعني الأمر والنهي البراهين الدالة على قدرة الله، وهي الستة. فديننا دين لا يمكن أن يقاوم، وجاء بعده برهان محمد رسول الله عن طريق الإقناع والإنصاف، وعن طريق مخاطبة العقول النيرة والأحاسيس الجياشة. فقال اعبدوا ربكم، من هو ربنا الذي نعبد؟ خلقكم وخلق آباءكم وخلق السماء وخلق الأرض وأنزل المطر من السماء وأخرج النبات من الأرض، فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا. والحال أن المذكورات لا يقدر عليها إلا الله. ثم قال لهم وإن كنتم في ريب شك من القرآن وأننا أنزلناه على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فأتوا بسورة من مثل، ولكم أن يساعدكم من على وجه الأرض، فإن عجزتم فاعلموا أن رسولي أرسلته، وأن هذا كلامي، وأن المكذب به أوعيد بالنار فاتقوا النار. وهذا إعجاز سافر وتحدي لا وراء وراءه. إذن يقول جل وعلا فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا. فمن كان يرجو يعني يطلب ويؤمن أن يبعث يوم القيامة ويقابل ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا. العمل الصالح أوله لا إله إلا الله، أن تبر بوالديك، أن تغض طرفك في الطريق، أن لا تشرب الخمر ولا تأكل الميت ولا الخنزير، وأن لا تخلو بامرأة غير زوجك ولا محرم لك. الذي يجوز أن تصافحهم 18 امرأة، أمهاتكم وبناتكم وأخواتكم وعماتكم وخالاتكم وبنات الأخ وبنات الأخت، يحرم من الرضاع ما يحرم من النسب، أم الزوجة وبنت الزوجة، المدخول بأمها، وبنت زوجة الإبن وزوجة الأب. أما الثلاثة الأخرى يحرمنا ولكن لا يصافحنا. ديننا مبين لكل شيء يا أحبة، ديننا مبين. هذا الذي أقول ليس عاطفة، هذا كلام صحيح، هذا كلام الله قال تبيانا لكل شيء، وقال ما فرطنا في كتابي من شيء، وقال أدينه حتى يسمع كلام الله، وقال أولم يكفيهم أن أنزلنا عليك الكتاب يتنى عليهم. فحري بنا أن لا نهجر كتاب ربنا، وأن نحل مشاكلنا من ديننا، وأن نتمثل الدين، لأن العالم الإسلامي يعيش فقرا وجوعا في القدوة الحسنة. أقول العالم الإسلامي يعيش جوعا وفقرا في القدوة الحسنة. أحسن شيء أنك تمشي مشية المسلم، تنام نوم المسلم، تبيع بيع المسلم، تلبس لباس المسلم، تأكل أكل المسلم، تسافر سفر المسلم، تتزوج زواج المسلم، تصلي صلاة المسلم. أهم شيء نلبس الدين، وما أردناه يعطيه الله لنا. إذن فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك، وقراءة أخرى ولا تشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. الشرك خفي وأنواعه كثيرة، من أنواع الشرك الرياء، من أنواع الشرك أن تطيل السجود لأجل الناس، من أنواع الشرك أن تعطي أكثر مما كنت تعطي لرأيت الناس. فلا نشرك، ونعلم أن لا ينفع ولا يضر إلا الله، فتكون علاقتنا بالله ونصلح نياتنا، وما أردناه يعطيه الله لنا. إذا أصلحنا نياتنا وعملنا بديننا في ضوء ديننا، الله يصلح لنا دنيانا وأخرانا ويعزنا ويدمر أعداءنا.
And the ayat, they continue to find verses that we find whereby it's mentioned, say, indeed, I am only a human being like yourselves. So we're here, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a title that indeed you are only a human being, that he is a human being like us in terms of eating and drinking and the practice of a normal human being that carry out. But then the exception or the privilege is mentioned regarding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that indeed revelation has been given to me. Revelation has been given to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed this is a privilege that has been given to the messengers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows his message upon the messengers. And what has been bestowed upon the messenger? The first commandment here being that indeed your deity is only one deity to be worshipped. And the whole essence of establishing or placing the heavens and the earth has been placed for this statement, the statement of La ilaha illallah. That is the whole essence of placing the creation in the heavens upon this earth. And thus we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most excessive statement inside the Quran is the statement of La ilaha illallah in its various derivatives and formats that we find. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began by mentioning وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. Worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and associate no partners with him. We find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to stay away from anything which is worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is known in general as الطاغوت that we find. So a person needs to become sincere inside their worship and their commitment towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, if we look at the cluster of verses at the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, that we find the first commandment that's given to the whole of humanity, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ, O mankind, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this cluster of ayat begins to mention various blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, various six evidences to highlight, to show that none should be worshipped except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then mentions, فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. Do not ascribe partners with or towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the cluster of ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that he's the one that created you, your parents, your family members, sent down the rain, sent down the water, brought out the fruit, the vegetation, all these concepts. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also then touches upon the messenger, that we find this relationship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes his oneness and then establishes the concept of obeying his messenger. And if you have any doubt, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ. Bring, if you have any doubt regarding that which you sent down upon that messenger, then bring one surah like onto it. And if you're not able to do so, and you will not be able to do so, then what is the end result? This tahaddi, this challenge whereby there is no other challenge or no powerful challenge like this inside the Quran. That if you're going to reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're not going to believe in him, you're going to ascribe partners towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're not going to recognize his messenger as being the Prophet, فَاتَّقُوا النَّارِ, then you should be fearing the fire, whose fuel is men and stones prepared for such individuals. So we find فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ, whoever hopes, aspires, يَطْلُب, wants to meet his Lord, wants to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has that aspiration, then let that individual carry out the righteous actions. The righteous actions that we touched upon earlier on, and adding to them that we find being good to one's parents. And likewise, righteous actions of carrying out those commandments we've been told to do, and to stay away from those prohibitions. Staying away from the drinking of alcohol, of eating dead meat, of eating the flesh of the swine, of only touching that which is permissible, one's wife, etc., is permissible. To shake the hands of a strange woman is not allowed. To be place yourself in a state of seclusion with a strange woman is not allowed. And thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned inside Surah An-Nisa, if I'm not mistaken, talking about 18 different types of categories that Shaykh mentioned about which is forbidden for a person to marry. These are women that a person can touch. Ummahatukum, your mothers, your daughters, your brothers' daughters, your sisters' daughters, those that have been given breastfed their milk, etc. Also, we find the three of them, you can be in seclusion with them, meaning that you can be with them, but you're not allowed to touch them. The mother of one's wife, the aunt of one's wife, a person, they are classified as being mahram, but not the total complete mahram. But anyhow, those are 18 formats that have been mentioned there. This book is Tibyanan Likulli Shay, is an explanation of every single thing. This book has discussed every single affair has been touched upon inside this book. What is the matter with us that we are abandoning this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Muslim Ummah at large, the Muslim world, it is in a state of hunger and impoverished state at the moment because of our neglection of the Quran. The Muslim needs to make everything about themselves to be the ideal Muslim. The way that we walk, the way that we talk, the way that we eat, the way that we drink. Everything about us that we do has to be the way of a Muslim. The way that we pray has to be codified and to be the best of ability of being a Muslim. And then we find that the ayat, and they continue that wala yushrik. And some readings we find wala tushrik. Anyhow, don't associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shirk that we find is various anwa'ah, various formats of shirk that we find, whether it be the major format of shirk that we find or the hidden shirk that we find. Ar-riya. Action, doing actions, showing off with one's actions. For example, Shaykh mentioned, yani that you extend your sujood, extend your prayer because people are looking at you. Or you begin to give more money or become more charitable because people are witnessing this charitable action that you're doing. So you find that people cannot benefit you. No one can harm you. No one can increase your status, increase your wealth. The only one that gives benefit and allows harm to befall the individual is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rectify our affairs and give us honor and dignity if we return back to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وفي الختام إخوتي ينبغي أن نتعود على الإنصاف. إذا خالفك مسلم أول ما تفعل تنظر قل له ما دليلك. أول ما نتعود عليه إذا رأينا من يخالفنا نطالبه بالدليل. فإذا قال حديثا موضوع نقول تعال معنا حديث موضوع. إذا قال آية منسوخة نقول اتركها الآية اللي عندك منسوخ. لكن إذا كان عنده دليل صحيح كيف نقول له تعالى عندنا؟ ولذلك فيه كثير من المسائل اختلف فيها العلماء وكل جانب صحيح. لا صلاة بعد العصر حتى تغرب الشمس, هذا الحديث صحيح. ولا صلاة بعد الفجر حتى تطلع الشمس وترتفع قيد رمح. الرجل الذي جاء والإمام يخطب قال من جاء والإمام يخطب فلا يجلس حتى يصلي ركعتين. إذن من قال يصلي بعد العصر استدل بأدلة صحيحة, ومن قال لا يصلي استدل بأدلة صحيحة. من قال الإفراد أفضل استدل بأدلة صحيحة, ومن قال القران أفضل استدل بأدلة صحيحة, ومن قال التمتع أفضل استدل بأدلة صحيحة. دخلت العمرة في الحج وشبك بين أصابعه. الإمام أبو حنيفة قال الله اختار لنبيه القران وأفضل الأنساك الأقران ولا يختار لنبيه إلا الأفضل. مالك والشافعي قالوا وأتم الحج والعمرة لله وهو أن تحرم بكل واحد منهما من دويرته. إذن الأئمة يختلفوا ويكون كل واحد عنده دليل، فأنت خذ ما يحلو لك وارفق بالمخالف. الجنة أبوابها كم؟ 8، أنت تدخل من باب، هذا يدخل من باب، لا تضيق واسع. جاء واحد قال له رميت قبل أن نرمي، قال له فعل ولا حرج، الثاني فعل ولا حرج، وما جعل عليكم في الدين. يا أخي حفظت شيئا وغابت عنك أشياء. الذي يريد يحمل على مخالفه ينظر في أدلته، فإذا علم أنها باطلة يحمل عليه، لكن قبل أن يعلم أنها غير باطلة لا تستعجلوا. واعلموا أن المسلمين كل واحد يريد الجنة وكل واحد يريد الخير، والمسلم لا يزكي نفسه، فلا تزكوا أنفسكم هو أعلم بمن اتقى. والحقيقة الشيخ عمر كلمني أن فيه موعد آخر، وإلا الحديث معكم شيق، ونرجو الله جل وعلا أن يجعلنا جميعا من المتقين، إنه خير مسؤول والقادر على ذلك. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
So we stopped upon the Sheikh talking about Ar-Riya, various forms of Riya, and we mentioned that another point that he wanted to conclude upon is the concept of being just and being fair. That we find that many times that Muslims begin to differ amongst themselves. And obviously we know that any form of differencing or differing should return back to presenting one's evidence. So if the person is asked the evidence and they come with a hadith which is mawdu, which is fabricated, then obviously there is no discussion with such type of individuals with presenting fabricated narrations. Or a person brings a verse which has been abrogated and you cannot use that verse as evidence, then there is no dalil for that individual. However, if a person comes with an evidence that we find which is authentic, and it can be interpreted in various formats and different ways, and all these ways have been accepted. For example, Sheikh narrator mentioned the hadith that there's no salah ba'd al-asr, no prayer after salat al-asr until the sun has set. Likewise, other wordings which mentioned there's no prayer after fajr until the sun has risen. Now here we know there's much difference of views that begin to take place regarding this. For example, some people say that even whilst the imam is giving the khutbah, that the person should still offer the 2 units of prayer based upon the hadith that one of you, when he enters the masjid, should not sit down until he's offered the 2 units of prayer. And others would reject that. Likewise, find praying after Salatul Asr, you find some ulama have deduced that it's not allowed to pray, whereas others have allowed it to take place or to carry out this prayer. So we find that what is the way of life for the Muslim? Likewise, he talked about Hajj as well, that we find the various formats of Hajj that we find, of Ifrad and Tamattu' and Al-Qiran that we find. Evidences exist for all of these views in general that exist there. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected the best form of Hajj, which is Al-Qiran, to perform that format of Hajj. Whereas Imam Malik and other ulama went to the view وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَ لِلَّهِ, that you should perform individually each the Umrah and then the Hajj. All these views are valid views. Likewise, the throwing of the Jamrat, that we find various formats that exist there. The real essence of the Muslim is trying to enter into paradise. Paradise has how many gates? There are 8 gates of paradise. And that's why many of us have become hasty individuals, that we memorize certain things, and Sheikh mentioned that we've forgotten many other things, or we don't know many other things. So we focus on certain things and we leave out other issues. Everybody is trying to get into paradise and find the best way to paradise. And likewise, a person should not seek purity for their own self, or sanctity for their own self, or deliverance for their own self, or salvation for their own self, based upon the verse in the Quran as Shaykh recited, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Don't claim sanctity and purity for yourself, because indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows those are the pure individuals. And then we had to stop short the Shaykh because he had another program to attend to. And when he stood up, he mentioned about the greatest thing that we can do living inside this environment is to become exemplary characteristic individuals of good character and good behavior, because this will bring love inside the hearts amongst our own selves and to the wider society around us. Because even the Quran itself, when it talks about the giving of the zakah, the giving of the wealth and kindness, is a form of bringing love into the hearts. So Muslim living inside these lands, or living specifically inside this country, should not become one who's treacherous one who's deceptive or one who's cheating. Using the words that help us to understand of cheating the system or robbing from the people, etc., that we find, this is not the characteristics of the Muslim to conduct themselves in this manner. And I apologize as well that we're not able to contain the Sheikh for a longer period of time to benefit more from him, but he's in a very tight schedule. We try our best to bring him back, hopefully inshallah, another day to complete this advice inshallah. And those who are not aware, this Sheikh Shanqiti is a son of Sahibu Adwa al-Bayan. Many of us who study tafsir spend many of our extractions of lessons are taken, which is tafsir his father Muhammad al-Amin al-Shanqiti, one of the most famous scholars in Saudi Arabia and Mufti in his own right, who wrote these 8 volumes of tafsir al-Quran bil-Quran. To this day, it's classified as one of the best formats of tafsir to this day standing at the moment, Adwa al-Bayan. This is his son. You can see his son himself has become a fasir as well, teaches in Haram al-Madani, inside the Haram, inside Medina, teaches there as well, and likewise inside the Jamiat al-Islamiyah, is the head of the Quran department. So I advise myself and the rest of you brothers to go back, as the Sheikh mentioned, go and study the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to benefit it to the best of benefit from it to the best of our ability, and to implement it as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those individuals, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ, who just hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but comprehend it and implement it to the best of their ability. Barakallahu feekum for your patience and attending today, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.